and also probably a little apprehensive and maybe a little uneasy about this new responsibility that you were just entrusted with. What a responsibility it is to have a child, to feed, to clean, to provide for, to teach everything they need to know to get started in life, to superintend their education, to oversee their health and well-being. It's such a weighty responsibility. And for the first several years at least, it is so demanding. There are always responsibilities, but eventually they grow up. At least you hope so. But when they're little, you know, there's a reason we have a ministry called Mothers of Preschoolers and not Mothers of College Students, though that's not a bad idea either. It's because those early years are tough, and it's 24/7. My hat is off to young mothers. It's a lot of work. Well done, ladies. And keep up the good work. But this morning, I want to add to that pile of responsibility. Because Christian motherhood is more than just feeding, cleaning, medicating, educating, and preparing children for life. Christian moms have a mission to make disciples of their children and the rest of the nations for Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Christian moms have a mission to make disciples of their children and the rest of the nations for Jesus Christ. Christian moms are meant to be mission-minded. Christian moms are meant to be mission-minded. Now, I'm sorry if that feels like an added burden to you who already have so much to do in your work. I mean, right now you hear them. They're kind of crying, right? You got to work right now in church. But the good news is that this mission focuses your efforts. It focuses your work. Because if you're a mission-minded mom, as you are called to be, keeping that mission always before you will help you to make critical choices as you do your mothering. Did you ever notice that children don't come with instruction manuals? If you buy a weed whacker, right, it comes with an instruction manual. Here's how you start it. Here's how you run it. Here's how you use it. Here's how you keep it running. Here's the regular maintenance schedule. Do this, don't do this, and so on. Kids, not so much, right? Moms often do not know what to do. So they need to pray for wisdom. But they also can and need to evaluate the parenting choices in front of them based on whether or not and how it will help to achieve the mission. Some things are mission critical, right? If you get sent on a mission, there are certain parts of the mission you've got to do. They are mission critical. You don't do them, you failed, right? Some things are mission critical and they must be done. They must happen. Other things can aid the mission but are optional. And some other things can hinder the mission. So Christian moms need to be mission minded. And what is our mission? To make disciples of Jesus Christ to the glory of God. Verse 19, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Friends, those are our marching orders as the people of God. And mothers have a critical role to play in that mission. Now, I am not saying that only mothers do this or that mothers do all of it. For example, I don't think that mothers do the baptizing of their children. The church does the baptizing, normally through pastors and elders. But it should be every Christian mother's aim to see their children grow to be believers in Jesus Christ, disciples of Jesus Christ, and baptized as followers into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it should be the aim of every Christian mother to see their children turn around and also be used to make disciples of others in the same way. Mission-minded moms. Do you get a sense of what I'm talking about this morning? I've just got three quick points to make today, and they'll be on the back screen, and I'll say them, I'll repeat them again if you want to write them down. It's this. Number one is this. Mission-minded moms, remember that Jesus is Lord. So if you're taking notes, that's point number one today. Mission-minded moms, remember that Jesus is Lord. Look at verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Don't forget that, moms. Jesus has come back from the dead and has claimed to possess by divine gift all authority in heaven and on earth. That's a lot of authority. In fact, that's all authority, isn't it? Jesus is Lord. That's helpful to remember when you are a mom. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord over your motherhood. He decides when you become a mom, not you. You've got a part to play, but Jesus rules. And Jesus decides what motherhood should look like. We don't get to pick and choose from an unlimited list of mothering ideas. Sometimes we think, oh, I'll just do whatever I want to do as a mom. No. There are biblical concepts that Christian mothers should employ when parenting, because Jesus is Lord. He's also Lord over your child's future. He's sovereign over where they live, when they live, and when they die. He gets to rule their lives, not you or me. So Jesus is Lord and we are not. Moms, have you tried to pretend that you're the Lord? Maybe taken some prerogative or privilege that is His alone? Jesus has risen from the dead, and because He lives, we can face tomorrow. We just sang that. But because He lives, we also need to live for Him. And sometimes that means releasing our children into the world in ways we'd rather not. The world we live in is a dangerous place, but children are arrows. Psalm 127 says that children are arrows, and arrows are meant to be loosed at the proper time. Jesus is Lord, so when He calls for your child, maybe to go into missionary service and make disciples of some Hindus or Buddhists or Muslims, when He calls your son in a missionary service or your daughter in a missionary service to make disciples of the nations in some dangerous part of the world, it'll be time for you to pull back the string and let them fly. Because we have a mission. And Jesus is Lord. I believe that we like to play it safe with our kids. And of course, we do need to protect them when they're small and teach them to make prudent choices when they're grown. But we don't keep them to ourselves. We ready them. We aim them. We fire them into the world. Because we have a mission, and Jesus is Lord. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, what? Go and make disciples of all nations. Verse 19. Go and make disciples of all nations. I've been reading an excellent new book by Gloria Furman on this topic. It's called Missional Motherhood. I don't read very many books on motherhood, but when I do, it's a good one like this. Missional Motherhood. And in part two of her book, she opens with this title, Therefore, Go and Mother Disciples. I like that. Therefore, go and mother disciples. Or in other words, Christian mothering is discipling. If you're a Christian mom, it should be your aim to make disciples of your children and the rest of the nations. You got a mission. Jesus is Lord, and that's what He has called us to do. With all of that authority, what does He want? He wants us to make disciples. Point number two, mission-minded moms focus on making disciples. If you're taking notes, that's point number two. Mission-minded moms focus on making disciples. And who better to start with than those little creatures that live in your house? Kids don't come out at birth as Christians. Did you know that? None of them do. But Christian moms have the goal of reaching them for Christ and seeing them fully discipled as Christians from before they're born. If these moms have a mind on their mission, isn't it easy to lose track of what your mission is? Sometimes, I know, sometimes it feels like if I just keep them alive another day, I've succeeded, right? I got some amens there. I saw them. Yeah. Good. Keep them alive another day to fight another day. But what's the goal? What's the mission? Is it to be happy? Is it they're happy? I just want them to be happy. I want them to be nice. I want to have nice kids. I want to have rich kids. That'd be nice. What's the goal? The goal is disciples. That's the mission that we're on. Now, it's going to look different at different times with different kids. Here's some pictures on the back wall. Here's the mission-minded mom at our place on the day of Robin's dedication 16 years ago this summer. Back then, discipling Robin was mainly just praying for her and setting your mind and heart on Christ yourself, being a disciple yourself. Here's another picture of them just a month later. Heather's reading something, probably her Bible, stocking up her heart with what she will teach Robin as Robin gets old enough to begin to understand. But it's not long until she's got armfuls like this. That's Mother's Day 2005. Just 5 years later. And being a mission-minded mom meant something very different then than it does today. And how it will look in 20 years or 40 years from now. It looks different at different times, but the mission stays the same. Mission-minded moms focus on making disciples. Do you know your mission? Moms, what are you doing to disciple your kids? Now, does this mean indoctrinating them or forcing them to become Christians, brainwashing? No. You know, it's impossible to force someone to become a Christian. Doesn't work that way. Being a Christian is the work of the Holy Spirit. You can't make it happen. Sometimes we wish we could, right, moms? I wish I could just make that happen to them. But you can't. These apostles, in verse 19... they were not commanded to go out and force people to convert to Christianity. They couldn't do it either. They were to be, in a word, missionaries. And as missionaries reach the people they are sent to with the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that the gospel transforms them by its power and makes disciples of them. So moms, you are missionaries. But you aren't necessarily sent around the world. You're sent to your home. You're sent to your kids. Take the gospel to them. And don't stop sharing the gospel with them until either they die or you die. Now again, that looks different at different ages and with different kids. If you're the mother of a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter, and they are out of your home and far from God, you're not going to get out a Bible storybook and make them sit on your knees and have devotions with them each night. It doesn't work that way, does it? But you're still called as a missionary in their life to love them for Jesus' sake and to seek to share the good news with them when they are open to hearing it. Keep your mind on the mission. Focus on making disciples. And of course, not just your own kids. As mothers, especially of young kids, they are your first priority and your first mission field. But your kids will have friends too. Guess what? They're mission field too. And those kids will have parents that you're going to come into contact with. Mission field, potential disciples. And verse 19 says, all nations. So that's not just people like us right here in West Branch. It's not just white bread Americans. It's people all over the world who need Jesus. Moms, we got to keep our focus on making disciples of all nations. And that might involve aiming your kids at the nations. It might involve aiming your whole family at the nations. Some of us, we look at John and Becky Forsey and what they did when they were young parents. I think I could never do that. Uproot my whole family and move to Oaxaca. Never say never. Remember that Jesus is Lord and He gives the marching orders. Are you a mission-minded family? What can you do to raise the awareness of the mission in your household? Does your family regularly pray for the people on the back wall? Every week, Marilyn puts a different missionary of the week in your bulletin. All week long, at the dinner table, you could be praying for that family. This week, we're praying for the Lucians, who were just here, right? This week, we're praying for the Ilises. Alex was just here a couple weeks ago. Whatever it is. When a missionary comes through, can you have them in your home? That's one of the best ways to find out what God is doing in the world, is to have a missionary actually in your home, at your table, staying in your guest room. What are you doing to raise awareness of the mission in your household? Mom, does everybody in your household know the mission? If I were to ask your kid, what is the mission of your family? What would they answer? Mission-minded moms keep the mission in front of their families. Now, of course, this is a Christian dad's responsibility. In some ways, even more, because he's called to lead. But this isn't Father's Day. I'm talking to the moms. Mission-minded moms keep the mission in front of their families. You send your kids to public school. Do you pray for them that day that they would be a missionary, salt and light? You're sending them, just like the Father has sent you. You're sending them off to college. You're not just praying that they won't get their head filled with dangerous ideas. You're praying that they'll take the dangerous idea of the gospel to their campus. Right? That's what we're doing. That's the mission. We are praying for missions. Christian moms are praying for disciple-making opportunities. They are strategizing as a family how they can make more disciples. Mission-minded moms focus on making disciples. And that involves a lot of teaching. Verse 20. This making disciples involves not only baptizing new converts, but teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Moms, you are teachers. When you were given a child, you were given a calling to be a teacher. Now, that doesn't mean that you will all teach them algebra, but it does mean that you will teach them Jesus' commands. Jesus says, everything I have commanded you, teach it. So moms, have you been teaching your kids what Jesus commands? When was the last time you said, Jesus says we need to fill in the blank to your kid? When was the last time you said, well, Jesus says that we need to X, Y, Z. King Jesus commands us to what? Do your kids know what Jesus commands and that He expects obedience? Verse 20 says, teaching to obey, not just teaching to know. Jesus is Lord and expects us to follow His directions. You say Jesus is Lord. Are you living it out? Are we saying that to our kids? Well, you said Jesus is your Lord. Are you doing what Jesus says you should do? One of your jobs, moms, is to teach Jesus' directions to your little disciples. Now, so much could be said about that. It's the main way that moms disciple their children, is to teach them. Moms, don't assume that someone else is going to do that for you. Don't assume that Sunday school or Kids for Christ or Children's Church will do that for you. Don't assume that Youth Group or Miracle Mountain Ranch will do that for you. Don't assume that some Christian college will do that for you. Yes, partner with all of those ministries to help, but you're the mom. You are called to teach your children the gospel and what Jesus wants from them and for them. What do we say around here? The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing in mothering is the gospel. Mission-minded moms keep the focus on making disciples of Jesus Christ, and they don't stop until they're done. One last point, and then we're done. Mission-minded moms know that you are not alone. If you're taking notes, it's point number three. Mission-minded moms know that you are not alone. Verse 20. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. I love that Jesus doesn't just send us on a mission. He goes with us on the mission. Right? He's not the general back behind the lines just shooting people off on the mission. He's saying, let's go. I'm with you always. And that's true for you moms. You are not alone. Not just that there's other people in your life to support you, but Jesus is with you. You are not alone. Jesus is on this mission with you. Moms, I know that it feels heavy at times. And I think I've probably added to that heaviness today by emphasizing how weighty is the responsibility of being a Christian mom. But you don't have to do it on your own. You couldn't if you tried. Jesus goes with you. He's not talking here to just one mom named Shirley, right? Do you ever read that and think, and Shirley, I'm with you always to the very end of the age, right? It's not just to some mom named Shirley. That word means certainly. You can bank on it. It's for sure. It's to the uttermost, actually. He will see you to the end. Now that means you got to go. You got to go get out there and complete this mission that he's given you, but you don't have to do it alone. Abby, you don't have to do it alone. Amy, you don't have to do it alone. Stephanie, you don't have to do it alone. Church, we don't have to do it alone. We just have to do it. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything He has commanded us. And surely Jesus is with us always to the very end of the age. Let's pray. So we've been reminded again, Lord, here's what we're supposed to be doing. It's so easy for us to lose track. We get into whatever we're doing and forget that we're on a mission. To forget that we're sent. Sometimes we think we're just here. But instead, we're not just here, we are sent on a mission. And the mission is clear. I pray that you would help us to connect up the dots in whatever area of life we're in, and especially this morning for our moms, between our callings and our commission. Would you do that, Lord, in moms? And because we've heard your word today, would you raise up a crop of disciples who make more disciples? And who reach the nations for Jesus Christ. Some of us need to repent. We need to turn away from things that have been hindering the mission. Help us, Lord, to identify those things and let them go. Others of us need to recalibrate so that things that are mission optional would fall into the right position, so that mission critical becomes center stage. Would you do that in us, Lord? Would you get us laser focused on what we're supposed to be doing as a church, so that in the end, your Son would get the glory? I pray for anybody here who does not yet know Jesus as Savior and Lord, that the mission would be accomplished in their life, that they would hear this gospel of a Savior who died for them and came back to life to give them life. That they would turn from their sins and trust in the Savior today and begin a life of discipleship, getting baptized as you have commanded, and being taught to obey everything that you've said we ought to be doing, including the mission of making more disciples. Would you do that, Lord? And I pray you would raise up missionaries, foreign missionaries, cross-cultural missionaries, international missionaries from our midst right here. That we would not be afraid to send our own kids all over the world, sometimes in dangerous places, sometimes to die for this gospel, for this Savior, for this mission. Because when we die, we win. We can't lose if we're doing what you've called us to do. Help us to ready, aim, and fire those missiles, those arrows for Christ into the world. Would you do that, Lord? It's scary. Motherhood is scary, Lord. I pray for faith for the moms in this room, that they would do what you're calling them to do, because they know that you go with them. They are not alone. Please bless each one, knowing that we walk with you. We talk with you all day. You go with us. Like that banner says in the back, surely I'm with you always. We can count on it. We pray it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has come back from the dead to send us. Amen.